The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, let's get to it here. Week 11 NFL picks. One game in the books already. Taz, I mean, he's had an unbelievable year with the selections. He really has.
Every week, buddy.
You've been great. You've been fantastic. I mean, you're dominant. 9.5 game lead. Do you have? You're 22-8 on the season. I'm 12-17-1. 1-1-1 last week. Wow. Taz, you went a perfect 3-0. So there you have it. And I mean, Taz, great job by you.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, I'll talk on it for a few minutes. So.
Here's the thing. I'll lay out.
Thank you. Here's the thing. We need to discuss, which is not in this, which I blame on our producer, Mike Vasseglia, who I love. We don't have how many weeks in a row that Taz was actually 3-0. That's the thing which is interesting, because there's multiple. Please, Pete, jump in here. Right?
It wasn't last week.
Pete,
last week you went 2-1.
I'm not talking about last week.
2 weeks ago, you
There's
went
been many weeks, though. Right.
Yeah. I think you've had two or three weeks. Let's just leave it at this.
There's been multiple weeks that I've been 3-0.
Correct.
Want me to have more stats in here, like your last 10, your home and away splits? What do you want?
I just wanted to point that out. I just think the audience, because I've been getting people tweet me from the Wheel of a Nation saying, Taz, how many 3-0 weeks have you really had?
Nice.
It's unbelievable what you're doing. And God, let up on Moose. It's so bad how much you're beating the hell out of him on this.
Nice. Thank you.
Dude, you're getting pummeled.
I know it's been a bad. I've been bad with the NFL. You're right. Got to rally. We'll rally.
No, you have no. You can't. I'm looking at it right now. You can't even catch up. You're 12-17-1.
No, that's not true.
Dude, I'm 22-8.
There's 21 picks left in the regular season.
Yeah, I've got. Yeah, you could collapse
potentially, possible.
Like a front runner in the lead.
There's no way.
Hit the eighth pole and basically gasping for air. Trying to find a winner?
Well, bottom line for me, real simple deal. We're going to go, I'm going to go first. Patriots, they're going to be in Philadelphia, Moose. You know about this?
I am aware, yes. The Pats are in Philadelphia. Yes, I did look at the schedule.
Thank you.
You got it.
Home dog. The Eagles are a home dog.
Home dog.
3.5, Moose.
Yes.
They're an underdog by 3.5 points.
Correct.
I'm going to shock you here, kid. I will take the home team. I will take my 3.5.
Whoa! Give me a one. Whoa! Oh, you like the Eagles?
Yeah, dude, I do. I know it's they're due. The Eagles, I'm sorry, the Pats are due to lose here. Tough place to play. It's getting chilly. Philadelphia, that's a tough place. I know that area well. I'm telling you right now. Give me my 3.5, or as they say, 3.5. I'll take the Eagles.
You're going to take the Eagles. All right, good. There you have
That's called a, I can't say the word. It starts with a B, and it sounds like Halsey.
Well done. Well done. I'm going to take the Saints. I'm going to lay the 5.5 on the road in Tampa against the Buccaneers. Why? Well, you're going to, first off, I love New Orleans coming off the loss last week at home, in which they got knocked around by the Atlanta Falcons. Eye-opening kind of a loss. Number two is, I don't think the Bucs can do what the Falcons did last week, which was line up and run it down the throat. They're more reliant on the throwing ability of Jameis Winston, and he's kind of turned a corner to the point where people expect him to be back with Arians and the Buccaneers a year from now and next season. Now, with him throwing it, I think that plays into the Saints' defensive hands. I think Breeze will be a lot more efficient offensively. I think they're going to score. That Buccaneers' defense isn't particularly good. I'm going to lay the 5.5 with the Saints on the road in Tampa. I'd be surprised if they lose two in a row. So give me New Orleans laying 5.5. That's pick number one for me.
All right. So we got the Ravens are hosting the Texans. So the Ravens are giving the Texans 4. So the here's the deal. I'm taking the Ravens in this deal. You can give the Texans their 4 all you want. Lamar Jackson has been on point. Mark Ingram has been running the ball great. That offensive line has been playing excellent. Defensively, they're locked and loaded. I mean, there's a lot of momentum. And then the league is about momentum at the end of the day. And these Baltimore Ravens have a ton of momentum right now. They look fantastic. So give me Lamar Jackson and the Ravens as they host the Texans. Give the Texans their 4. I'll take Baltimore.
All right. That's
Mike's up.
Mike's on. All right, that's pick number two for you. Pick number two for me. We're going to go to the Monday Night Affair. I'm going to take the Chiefs with Mahomes back at quarterback, laying the four on the road in Los Angeles against the Chargers. Rivalry game, an old AFC West showdown, no question. Chiefs coming off a road loss last week against Tennessee. Love that angle from a Kansas City perspective. And they need it. I mean, they're not running away with anything in that AFC. They still have hopes of getting themselves to a Super Bowl come February. And they need to find a way to win this football game. Chargers have played better as of late. Not going to deny that. I don't trust that Kansas City defense. Don't disagree in any way, shape, or form. I think Mahomes and the Chiefs put on a show on Monday night. Give me Kansas City laying the four. That's pick number two for me.
All right. I got you. All right. Well, where are we going to go here next? Last one for me. We're going to go out to Oakland, where the Bengals, Cincinnati Bengals, are coming into town. The Bengals are plus 10.5, Moose.
Yes.
Yeah, they are on the road, and they are getting 10.5. I'll take the Raiders. I'll take Derek Carr and Jacobs. I'll take the Raiders in this thing here. I think it's going to be... But do you have 10? You have 11, or do you have 10.5? What do you have?
I have 11.
Yes, I guess I'm the one side I was looking at. All right, whatever. So let's
go 11.
Give him 11. Yeah, you can give Cincinnati 11. You can give Dalton 11, no, Finley, all those guys. 11. Joe Mixon, give them 11.
Yes.
That's okay. You can take the 11. I'll take Jacobs. I'll take Carr. I'll take the Raiders all the way here in Oakland. I like them in this thing. They're going to go 6-4 after this game, and the Bengals will still have a donut. The Bengals will be 0-10 at this thing. Give me Oakland all the way.
All right, you like the Raiders. That is pick number three for you.
I think
all
they
right.
say to cover in the business.
Correct. That's Raiders to cover the 11.
Correct. Say in the business. Right.
I'm going to take the Carolina Panthers. I'm going to lay the 4.5 at home against the Atlanta Falcons. I think this line's a little bit of an overreaction to what we saw last week between the Falcons and the Saints, the stunning victory by Atlanta on the road in New Orleans. Carolina went into Green Bay in the snow, played a very, very representable game, and could have found their way in overtime if McCaffrey scores on fourth and goal and they get the two-point conversion late. They don't. They come back home. The Falcons, even with how they played last week, still have issues. Make no question about it. Carolina needs the game. They're 5-4. They got to get themselves to 6-4. They want to remain relevant in terms of a playoff spot in that NFC. Give me Carolina laying 4.5 for Kyle Allen and the Panthers. That's pick number three for me.
All right, so there you have it. So you want to go through the list?
Yes. My three picks. Chiefs laying four. I'm taking the Panthers laying the 4.5 and the Saints laying 5.5. Those are your three picks. From my perspective, week 11.
Pats. Taking the home dog, the Eagles, with their plus 3.5 over the Pats. No, it's not a popular pick, but I'll take the Eagles in that thing with my points. I got the Ravens laying 4 over the Texans. I'll take the Ravens. And then you got the Raiders laying 11 to the Bengals. I'll take the Raiders.
There you have it. Your week 11 NFL picks.